I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Moments ago, House Republicans passed the strongest border security bill this country has ever seen. This bill secures the border from President Biden's record crossings, record carelessness, and record chaos. Securing the border is one of the top priorities, and it is the priorities of the leaders who are behind me. By passing H.R. 2, House Republicans have shown we're focused on addressing our nation's biggest challenges. By contrast, the White House has 2 years to plan for the end of Title 42. We all knew the deadline, but the White House produced no plan, missed the deadline, and bumbled into another crisis. Even President Biden, who has only been to the border one time in 50 years, says this: there is going to be chaos for a little while.
For a little while. And when they are asking, what is a little while? There's no answer. You are listening to House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, California Congressman, talking about H.R. 2, the bill passed by the House to try to bring some stability to our border. Last night at midnight, Title 42 officially ended. Now, again, the Biden administration could have kept it in place. They were not under orders to remove it. They had fought to have it removed. They lost every case until finally they found a judge that's willing to say, you know what, do whatever you want. And they decided, we will get rid of it. They didn't have to. Kevin McCarthy was making that statement 3 hours before midnight last night to say Republicans are stepping forward to help protect American people, while the Biden administration, still looking around absolutely clueless. As always, thank you for joining us. Here we are now, May 12, 2023. We are, during the noon hour, doing a live stream Rumble. You can always catch it on Rumble. Go to rumble.com, Larry Connors USA. On your search engine, enter Larry Connors USA. It'll take you right to our page. Or enter News Talk STL. We're also on that platform, on Rumble. Glad to have you, whether you're watching it live or later. I see many watch it later. I know many, they've told me they open it up when they're at work and they're listening on their computer, even if they can't watch it all the way. But you don't want to miss watching it. Look at me. Yeah. Well, maybe not. Maybe keep your computer on something else, because the boss comes by and they see what you're watching, you might have a problem. But if you're listening in your bud, they won't know, right? I do not want to get anyone fired. So where do we stand now? We've got a lot of things we're going to spend to break this down for you. First of all, we do know already by this House Bill 2, it went, of course, by a vote of 219 to 213. There were two Republicans, I should point out to you, Congressman Massey of Kentucky, John Duarte of California, joined the Democrats. But, of course, that's just the House. It still has to go through the Senate. We'll get to that in just a moment. H.R. 2, known as Secure the Border Act, restarts border wall construction, reinstates the Remain in Mexico policy that required some asylum seekers to be sent back to Mexico during the immigration proceedings. And, of course, Republicans scrambling to strengthen the immigration policy just as Title 42 was coming to an end. So they've done that, at least in the House, but that's just the first start. What's happening at the border right now? We've already seen the influx start. I'm looking at one story now that says, in Texas in particular, we knew Governor Abbott was going to do this. He's been using Texas National Guardsmen and Department of Public Safety troopers. That would be the Highway Patrol, setting up barbed wire along the northern bank of the Rio Grande, creating a barrier that keeps migrants from climbing out of the Rio Grande. Now, they give them enough room to get out of the water, but not to go farther. In other words, we're not making them stay in the water and either drown or try to make their way back. They're giving them enough land to get up on the land, but they're not allowed to go any deeper into Texas. That's a humane way of doing it and still saying, don't come. And the folks on the other side watching all this, they should make up in their own mind, I'm not going to do that. If we're not going anywhere, then I got to come back across the river. Biden and Mayorkas are insisting now that if you come without a clearance, you will be sent back. What? Does that sound familiar? And, of course, what they're talking about, they have these NGOs that are handling a lot of border migrants in other countries, and they're helping sign them up early so they can come across already cleared for asylum and legally let them in. That's the intent. It's a scam, but if they'd done it right, it would be perfect. But Louisiana Congressman Scalise says everything they're doing is too late. Too late.
Once again, House Republicans came together to solve a major crisis facing our nation, a crisis that was created by President Biden's failures. President Biden walked in on his first day in office with a commitment to open up America's southern border. He took direct action that has opened up our southern border and started a flood that we have never seen before. Over 5 million people have come into our country illegally since Joe Biden took the oath of office. That's more people than the entire population of my home state of Louisiana that have come into this country illegally. And it's getting worse. Today, the day that we passed this important bill to secure America's border, the strongest bill that this Congress has ever passed, at a time when our border's never been less secure. And you had the Secretary of Homeland Security today, Secretary Mayorkas, said the border's not open. Well, Mr. Secretary, if 10,000 people coming across our border illegally is not open, I would hate to see what you think is an open border. This is a crisis that needs to be fixed. The House didn't sit around waiting on the Secretary or the President to do their job, even though they failed. We took action to protect every community in America that is now a border town.
And that is so true. Every community in America. The White House still insists this does not address the root causes of migration. Now, when they say migration, they're not talking about illegal entries. They and, of course, the White House have been echoing, Congress should be doing this. Congress should get together. Obama had a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate, and he did not work on it. And yes, sir, Republican presidents that are also partly to blame. The last president that passed an amnesty bill was Reagan, thinking, okay, we will give those who have been in the country since 82, we will give them amnesty. He did that in 86. Saying that would be the end of it, we won't do that again. But of course the progressives say, oh, there's a crack in the wall, let's go for it. And of course, you've got someone like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries saying, this extreme MAGA Republican piece of legislation will throw out your children who are fleeing, in many cases, extreme violence and persecution. They will build a medieval border wall. What's he going to tell to parents in this country, Americans, who have lost a child due to fentanyl poisoning or had their child grabbed and sexually brutalized by illegals coming into this country? What does he tell them? No, I want to worry about the illegals trying to come across the border. And again, Biden now has they think a workaround, saying that if these NGOs, if you sign up, we're telling them where you can go, you can sign up so we can humanely manage the border. Even when Title 42 ends, you sign up with them and it says, you are now cleared. Your asylum has been accepted enough that you can go in the U.S. until we finish out the rest of it. You know when they would be back in court if they show up with the numbers that are coming in? Maybe, and I'm really giving the low side, maybe 4 years. Probably six, probably more than likely, never. New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who helped work on the GOP bill, says long overdue that we do something.
Yet again, the mainstream media underestimated this House Republican majority. And yet again, House Republicans delivered results for the American people with the passage of the Secure the Border Act, the strongest border bill in the history of the United States Congress. This bill was one of our key pillars of our commitment to America. Since day one, when Joe Biden was sworn into office, Joe Biden's policies have caused this catastrophic border crisis. And it's not just a border crisis. It's a national security crisis, an economic crisis, a crime crisis, and a humanitarian crisis.
Many experts on border security, national security, with the Heritage Foundation, were working with the Republicans on trying to draft this HR2, or I should say HB2. It's now a bill, not officially yet. It's still got to go through the Senate. So let's go back to calling it H.R. 2 at this point. It's a resolution from the House, but it still has to go through the Senate. There's going to be the real question. In the Senate, controlled by the Democrats, are enough Democrats going to hear enough of their constituents that we don't feel safe because all these illegals are suddenly flooding our communities, panhandling on every corner, camping out anywhere and everywhere? We don't feel safe. Do you think Democrat senators will finally listen to some of their constituents? This is not good. We'll be taking a look at that. Plus, Senator Cruz says Biden nominees for judges. You know, the president can nominate various federal judgeships. Has to be approved by the Senate. Senator Cruz says some of them are way too radical and stupid. Plus, CNN and Anderson Cooper said, since my network aired the Trump town hall, you have every action to turn CNN off. Lock and load. Ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The devastation from our open border is affecting every community in America. Today in America, 300 young people will die from drug overdoses related to the fentanyl coming across our open southern border because of President Biden's failure. Tomorrow, another 300 young people will die. When is the president going to finally stand up and do something to stop those deaths? Do those deaths not matter to President Biden? They matter to us. And we took action to do something about it. It's long past time the Senate do something to address this crisis. It's long past time for President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas to do something to address this crisis. If they're going to continue to fail the American people, we're not going to stop working for those families who are struggling under the weight of the devastation of these failed policies.
And they are and have been failed policies since day one, when Biden took office. Let me quickly remind you, you probably don't need this reminder, but there might be some out there that, how did we get here? We had everything under control, then what suddenly happened? You had Biden come into office, and one of his first acts, get rid of the stay in Mexico policy, which President Trump had worked out with Mexico, saying if you want to continue to have trade transfers and actions with us, you will keep those people on your side of the border until we process, adjudicate their claims for asylum. Just coming forward and yelling, asylum, asylum, that's not it. We have asylum laws inside our basic immigration plan, but it has to actually be proven. And the other thing is, if you leave the country where you were fearing your life and you go to another country, you must apply there for asylum because you're already free of the situation you feared. No, it has been the goal of this progressive left, wipe out the southern border. Now, I pointed out to you, H.R. 2 passed by the Republicans, except for two of them. Massey of Kentucky, as I said earlier, and Duarte of California. That one doesn't surprise me. Massey, I have no idea. I don't know how that's going to flow in Kentucky, believe me. You will not see Massey much longer in Congress. I promise you that. But what they want to do is just basically turn the U.S. of A. into a welcome port for anyone and everyone for whatever reason. I'm looking at a piece in a column written by a CNN columnist. It's an opinion piece. So they're certainly willing to or allowed to state their full opinion. They're not pretending it's a news story. It's an opinion piece. I don't pretend this is a newscast. If you think because you're watching Larry Connors, oh, you're going to get news, only news. Well, I'm going to give you the best approach of the news, of the facts. I try to balance it both ways, but I'm still going to be giving you my opinion, and I'll make it very clear. It's got my name on the program. If it's my name on the program, I'm not just doing, quote, news. And those of you who've listened long enough, you know, yeah, Larry's going to make his opinion very clear. Let me share, though, this column from CNN, part of it. And she's talking about, she'd been thinking about how things seem to work everywhere else, and why not here? And she goes to refer to that, what happened with the U.S. of A. She said, I mean, you look at these other countries, like she said in the East, you know, Eastern Europe, where basically you just travel across, not like we do state lines, you travel across country lines. You often have to show a passport, obviously, but they don't try to keep you from coming through. Unless you're trying to get into a communist country or get out of one. But she refers to the 1924 Immigration Act of the U.S. of A. She said it authorized immigration quotas that severely limited immigration from Southern Europe and Eastern Europe while continuing to facilitate immigration from Northern and Western Europe. Many of the lawmakers advocating for the quotas wanted to see immigration control as a means to maintain a white Anglo-Saxon majority. That was 1924. I don't dispute those words exactly. I think a lot of it did do that. But it wasn't just white Anglo-Saxon. I mean, you remember when the Irish were coming, how much battle was going on between them and the names and the Poles and the names that were thrown at them when they came to America? Then this columnist writes for CNN, while the 1924 Immigration Act did not impose quotas on immigration from the Americas, the same year Congress established Border Patrol, which was charged with securing the northern and southern borders between inspection stations. These agents, some of whom had been recruited from both local police and white nationalist vigilante groups, would she suggest that we're talking about the KKK, which was Democrat? Is that what she's suggesting? Probably not. They don't want to be associated with the KKK. And said basically they started experimenting with arbitrary and often cruel immigration tactics, including subjecting Mexican nationals to sudden fees and degrading hygiene inspections. She's done the work of the research. I'll take it for her word that some of that stuff was taking place. And you can go along if you want with the attitude that they definitely are just simply trying to keep America white. That doesn't make any sense, but that's her argument. And then she goes on to say the U.S. official, the government officially criminalized in 1929 enforcement and turning a blind eye to illegal immigration. But then the government officially criminalized it in 1929, making it a deportable offense. Other countries do the same thing. Mexico. If you go to Mexico and you did not come through the proper channel, they will send you back. Assuming they'll send you back, they may jail you, and you'd probably prefer they send you back. So H.R. 2 now passing by the House, goes to the Senate. The odds of getting through the Senate, slim, none, and oh, hell, I've been run over by a railroad train. That's about the odds they're going to be facing. I mentioned earlier that some help in preparing H.R. 2, galvanizing it, bringing all the pieces together, was provided by the Heritage Foundation. I've got a guest coming up that was one of those that had a great deal to do with H.R. 2, and I'll get a better handle from her, and you will as well, what was involved and will it be effective if it does get passed. You want a beautiful lawn, but if you live by my motto, I don't do projects. So call the experts, Allen Outdoor Solutions, lawn maintenance, landscaping, lighting, irrigation. Recent storms might have created some drainage issues. That's not good for your home. Get immediate help or a quote. Call my friend, Steve Allen, 314-647-4800, 647-4800, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com. If you're even thinking about buying a home, you need to contact Homestead Financial Mortgage. Get pre-approved. Jump ahead of others looking at the same house. Often you can close in as little as 15 days. Homestead Financial Mortgage can guide you and your realtor through the maze that slows down the process. Go to my website, easy to remember, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. My first name, larry.homesteadfinancial.com.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I mentioned to you earlier that members of the Heritage Foundation helped put together this H.R. 2. They had a great deal to do with helping find a way to end the border crisis, reduce illegal immigration, even as Title 42 was coming to a close. And my next guest, Laura Reese, a border security expert for Heritage Foundation. Glad to have you join us again.
Thanks for having me back on.
I know many of your colleagues were involved. Tom Holman, we've had him in the past, and Mike Morgan, and you as well. First of all, when you were trying to help the Republicans, and you would have helped Democrats as well if they really wanted to do this, I understand that. It's not a political issue. It's a national security issue. What was your first concern and thought that we have to make sure this is included?
Well, it's the policy changes. The only thing the Biden administration wants is more resources, more money, more bodies, so that they can more quickly process even more illegal aliens into the country and not be seen on camera. And we had to make sure that what was passing the House wasn't just going to be a bill going through House Homeland Security Committee that just gives them more resources, because that's exactly what they want. But what's needed are policy changes, which means getting back to the tried and true policies that have worked under the last administration. So that meant requiring Remain in Mexico, not just making it optional, ending the asylum fraud loopholes, ending the loophole that brings in so many unaccompanied alien children, ending the authority to fund NGOs and faith-based organizations that are involved in essence, smuggling of illegal aliens into the country and then throughout the country, requiring E-Verify. So the package that was put together in HR 2 was excellent. It included those policy changes. It also included needed resources that CBP has asked for. But it's key that those parts of the package stay together if it's to go anywhere in the Senate.
Well, you know, I'm looking at a statement from a Mark Horgan. I said Mark Morgan, one of your Heritage Visiting Fellows, former acting Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner. And he said the response to the end of Title 42 is contrasting what we've seen in D.C. Rather than replacing Title 42 with a strong and proven deterrence and consequent strategy, giving Border Patrol a better chance, a fighting chance, to retain operational control, Mayorkas has chosen to rewrite the law, abuse authority, continue to transform statutory mission of DHS away from their national security responsibilities. Everything you just outlined does 180 degrees.
That's right. The administration is doubling down on what they've been doing over the past 2 years. They are continuing to create more flavors of mass parole, and then labels them lawful pathways. They're not lawful because they're violating the parole statute. And it doesn't make the aliens who use those pathways lawful either. So Mayorkas can keep repeating that, and he does a lot. He's hoping that if he says it enough, you'll believe it, and you too will repeat it. But it's simply false.
Well, of course, he has said repeatedly the border is secure when we knew it wasn't. Now they're saying their attack now is you cannot come here illegally. You must come here legally, which is what we've all been saying. But now they have this asylum fraud where NGOs can sign up people early before they ever get to the border and say, look, I've got a waiver here that says I've already signed clear to come in. That's pretty much what that is, isn't it?
Yeah, they're saying would-be migrants use these quote-unquote lawful pathways, use the CBP Mobile One application, make an appointment with Customs and Border Protection, and travel through a port, not between ports.
Right.
And we'll give you parole for at least 2 years. You can have work authorization and, you know, maybe show up at this court date years down the road and maybe actually apply for asylum. It is not lawful. These aliens are still what's known in the statute as inadmissible. But Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, wants you to believe that this shell game is actually a decrease by 90% in illegal immigration, which is absurd. What they don't want you looking at is the rapid increase of people going through the ports of entry, because that's what they're telling them to do. But they still are inadmissible.
Yeah, and even if you give them the top number of 100,000, that's a drop in the bucket to the first year of Biden, 1.7 million illegal, 2.7 the second year, and through the beginning of May, we're already at 1.5 million illegal. So 100,000, that's nothing.
Yeah, he's on track to double the illegal alien population in 4 years. And this country, no country can handle that. It doesn't matter what country you're coming from, and they're coming from all the countries. No country can handle those numbers.
German Chancellor Merkel was trying to say, we're going to have open border for everyone that wants to come to our country. And she quickly learned, we can't do that.
Right. I mean, other countries have tried this, and it simply doesn't work. You know, it's the definition of insanity. But, you know, leftists are intent on their open border radical agenda, and they will play word games, they will relabel things, they will gaslight you, but they're hell-bent on sticking on this road, and it's not a successful one for any nation.
You're listening to Laura Reese with the Heritage Foundation, a border expert and national security expert. But, Laura, we have such a great agreement with Canada when it comes to illegal immigration, don't we?
So the agreement we have with Canada is called a safe third country agreement.
Yes.
And the principle is sound. It is sound.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we don't have the volume crossing that border like we do south of us.
And the other thing about those in South America, coming from South America, they're not all from South America. We've had international flights coming in. We've had reports of at least 115 to 120 different countries represented. And, of course, some even from China, men of military age, single men, no families, no children, just coming across the border. Now, I'm sure they're coming here for maybe a good place to work in a Chinese food chain or something, or maybe not.
Yeah, and we have to be particularly worried about the gotaways.
Yes.
As generous and as much as this administration is bending over backwards to receive and process, that's their words, everyone coming here, there are still millions of gotaways who are intentionally evading this generosity. Military-aged men dressed head-to-toe in camouflage carrying very full backpacks. That's who we need to worry about.
And I've always said, for all the leftists out there that are crying, well, this is not humane, you should let them in, I keep saying, when I see them lower the gates over their moats and let people come into their mansions, they could put 20 people in some of their garages that have better conditions than they did wherever they were, then I'll believe that they really care about them as people. They look at them as possible voting pawns, although some of these people aren't going to be voting for them anyway, I don't think.
Yeah, the trends lately have been that particularly the Hispanic vote has shifted towards Republicans. But again, just the volume of numbers, these people aren't eligible to vote. You have to be a U.S. citizen to vote. But unfortunately, given the election fraud that's paramount, many of them will be voting anyway. And anyone can buy a vote, that's for sure, or multiple votes. So this isn't going to end well, but that is exactly the reason that the Democrats are doing this. They're doing it for political purposes.
And the other day when the White House spokeswoman, KJP, is talking about this 90%, she's talking about the parole things that they've arranged with other countries that, yes, if we have those people, we send them back, you'll take them back, right? So it has told many people, do not bother coming. That's what she's trying to say, but it still makes no sense.
Yeah, she is, her 90% is the decrease of a few nationalities who crossing between ports of entry just on the southwest border. So she's not telling you that she's not including northern border, maritime, or most important here, people crossing through ports of entry, because that is what they are directing illegal aliens to do, to make that CBP Mobile One app at a port of entry, and you will go through that port of entry. But they're saying, don't look at those numbers.
The other thing is, today I had pointed out to the audience that along the Texas border, Governor Abbott has National Guard patrol units, and also Department of Public Safety, Highway Patrol, with the concertina wire stretched out, and they'll let them get to land so they don't die in the river and be swept down river, but they won't let them go any farther. Some then go back in the water, they go a little farther down or down the land to where they can find an area they can get through. All these agents, these extra, National Guardsmen Biden sent down, they're still just basically babysitting and stockpiling warehouses, it appears.
Yeah, the agents or the military that Biden sent was to deal with the optics problem.
Right.
And that's the only reason they act on this, because Title 42 was ending. They knew the numbers were going to be bad and that cameras would be there. So that's why they said, okay, we'll send the military in. But again, back to my first point, is all this administration wants is more resources and bodies down there to more quickly process people into the U.S. So having military there frees up agents to process more people into
right.
the U.S.
And they're
Texas
also
doing more.
Yeah, and they're complaining that the Republicans actually want to decrease Border Patrol agents. I don't know of a single Republican that has made that statement.
No, no one believes that. And to suddenly try to act like the Democrats care about border security is laughable. I mean, they at this point, they'd be more honest if they would just admit what they're up to, and that is just admit you want open borders and you want mass illegal immigration, because the gaslighting, the lying, no one believes it.
In the last 30 seconds, your thoughts of how this could get through, or can it get through the Senate?
It would be very difficult. It requires 60 votes. And unfortunately, too many members of Congress still talk as if it's the 1990s. That border is on fire. We're at war, and they need to act like it. So these senators need to do some soul searching, and constituents need to keep showing them the video from the border these days and say, you need to vote yes.
I hope they do. Laura Reese, as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Laura Reese, Heritage Foundation. Anderson Cooper coming up. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I have some advice for you. Before you have anyone replace windows in your home, call Renewal by Anderson. Get information. Renewal finds where you're losing energy, driving up cost in summer and winter. It's easy to connect to Renewal by Anderson. Dial #250, #250, and say windows. That connects you direct to Renewal on the list of the most trusted companies, the nation's best warranty. Dial #250, #250, and say windows.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Many of you have expressed deep anger and disappointment. Many of you are upset that someone who attempted to destroy our democracy was invited to sit on a stage in front of a crowd of Republican voters to answer questions and predictably continued to spew lie after lie after lie. And I get it. It was disturbing. It was disturbing to see and hear that person refer to a black law enforcement officer as a thug, an adjective he used many times to describe black men, and call Caitlin Collins, the moderator, nasty, which is what he calls any woman who stands up to him. It was disturbing to hear him speak so highly of QAnon conspirators and insurrectionists who assaulted police officers in our democracy on January 6th.
Of course, he's going to throw in January 6th. There you have Anderson Cottonmouth Cooper of CNNN admitting, yeah, having Trump on our network for a town hall meeting, it was disturbing. He even admits it's disturbing. And he said, I know many of you are asking, why did we allow that?
Many of you think CNN shouldn't have given him any platform to speak, and I understand the anger about that, giving him the audience, the time, I get that. But this is what I also get. The man you were so disturbed to see and hear from last night, that man is the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. And according to polling, no other Republican is even close. That man you were so upset to hear from last night, he may be president of the United States in less than 2 years. And that audience that upset you, that's a sampling of about half the country. They are your family members, your neighbors, and they are voting. And many said they're voting for him. Now, maybe you haven't been paying attention to him since he left office. Maybe you've been enjoying not hearing from him, thinking it can't happen again. Some investigation is going to stop him. Well, it hasn't so far. So if last night showed anything, it showed it can happen again. It is happening again. He hasn't changed. And he is running hard.
And, of course, this is the town hall meeting they had the other day on the 12th. I'm sorry, not on the 12th, on the 10th, and giving a chance in New Hampshire for a town hall type meeting. And I pointed out to you that that area had gone primarily 54% Democrat. Very close, but there were some Republicans in there. And there were some members of CNN and others who were upset that folks were laughing at some of the remarks Trump made. And then you got MSNBC host Nicole Wallace bashing CNN for airing Donald Trump's misogynistic attacks on their town hall thing. And she said, so now CNN is part of the story, suggesting their decision to axe one man over misogynistic comments while choosing to air another was hypocritical. There's MSNBC Nicole Wallace calling CNN hypocritical. I love it. I love it when the rats start going after each other. Of course, she's talking about the firing of Don Lemon fruitcake. Once again, back to Anderson Cottonmouth Cooper on, you might want to turn us off.
You have every right to be outraged today and angry and never watch this network again. But do you think staying in your silo and only listening to people you agree with is going to make that person go away? If we all only listen to those we agree with, it may actually do the opposite. If lies are allowed to go unchecked, as imperfect as our ability to check them is on a stage in real time, those lies continue and those lies spread. If you're angry or upset, I understand, but you have the power to do something about it. You can actually get involved. You can make a difference, whatever side of the aisle you're on.
Yeah, whatever side. And if you've been watching only CNN, you've been in a silo. Coming up, Senator Ted Cruz says some of the nominees for the court are stupid.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Ready for a fine dinner of lobster, crab, fish? Napoli Sea will open June 1 on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. So mark your calendar. Napoli Sea opens June 1. If you're in the mood for pasta, Napoli 3 is right next door, and it's open for lunch and on Sundays. You can find me at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles, and starting June the 1st, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
The conclusion, laws that regulate where sex offenders may not live should be repealed or substantially modified in the interest of public safety. So I want you to understand the Joe Biden White House is saying a radical who wants sex offenders, who wants pedophiles to be able to live next door to daycares. That's who should be a federal judge. Look, some of y'all here represent blue states. Many of y'all represent blue states. I guarantee you in any one of your states. You go to Vermont. Ask the people of Vermont, hey, what do you think about having a pedophile live next door to an elementary school, to a kindergarten, to a daycare? They'd look at you and say, are you out of your mind? That's who the Biden White House has given you.
As president, Biden has the authority to nominate judges on a federal level in addition to the Supreme Court. But as you just heard Senator Cruz say, some of them and some of their views, you look at me and say, are you out of your mind? Let me give you some of the background they come up with. One is going to be the first woman of color to serve on the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Washington, the first South Asian judge, the second Hispanic man, the only LGBTQ Article 3 judge, the first openly LGBTQ judge, the second Latina to serve on U.S. District Court. It goes on and on. I don't hear qualifications of law. I hear color and ethnicity. And that's exactly what they want. Diversity, inclusion, equity, not law. And they also know, though, that their law will go left. I say when it comes to dealing with some of these judgeships, we should go left, as in leave them behind. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.